As Qantas heads back to the industrial watchdog for another day of negotiations in its dispute with its workforce, a major travel agency is calling on the federal government to intervene. The company Flight Centre says that the industrial turbulence at Qantas is creating huge problems for travel agents and damaging the tourism sector. The Qantas dispute involves three separate unions. The CEO, Alan Joyce, is warning that more strikes will force him to sack workers and that striking baggage handlers and ground crew are putting the jobs of cabin crew and pilots at risk. The airline announced another two planes would be grounded as a result of the dispute, on top of the five already taken out of service. Liz Hobday has the latest.
As holiday season approaches, the industrial issues at Qantas don't look like they'll be resolved anytime soon. And the chief executive of Flight Centre, Graham Turner, says it's time for the government to act.
It is time for the government to take some positive action, and this I don't think can do any damage. And there's no doubt, I think, that the unions are trying to take control of the situation while they've got a friendly government and I think it's very damaging.
He says his staff have had to rebook hundreds of passengers.
We do about 10,000 bookings a day, and probably Qantas would be about a couple of thousand a day, and there might be 100 or 200 a day that are affected. But yeah, we have 6,000 people in Australia doing this sort of thing, so on a per-person basis, it's fairly irrelevant.
Graham Turner says the problems are affecting the whole tourism industry as it approaches the busiest time of the year. He says flight cancellations at Qantas are making tickets more expensive and harder to find. But at online competitor Webjet, Managing Director John Gusick says its average booking prices haven't changed despite the cancellations. But he says a large number of his staff and customers have been affected.
Well, it's been a significant problem. A large number of flights have been changed. There have been ample notice given, which to Qantas' credit, they've stuck to a schedule once they've known what was potentially going to happen. So what we saw is that we had a large number of our customers were impacted. As a consequence, we had to contact them and reschedule flights with them. So that required a considerable amount of work.
John Gusick says about 10,000 tickets have been rebooked in the last few weeks and staff have been doing overtime.
They have been able to cope. We've been able to ramp up the amount of time that our guys are working, so there's been a bit more overtime to handle the increased volume.
The ongoing disputes at Qantas involve engineers, pilots, baggage handlers, ground crew and catering staff. Qantas is returning to Fair Work Australia today to continue negotiations with the Union for Licensed Engineers. It's already agreed to a 3% wage rise, and the sticking point is job security. The Secretary of the Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association, Steve Pavinas, told ABC local radio in Melbourne he's not expecting an outcome today.
Qantas would probably want to change their tact a little bit. Essentially, it's just been a stonewalling exercise by them where we turn up, we walk away disappointed. I think this will be about the 10th occasion we've been in there.
The negotiations resume as Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce made headlines this morning with comments that the jobs of other staff at the airline are being put at risk by the industrial action. Steve Pavinas says it's a case of corporate spin.
I think that's designed to trick the public into believing that industrial action is threatening jobs. I mean, Alan Joyce announced already in August this year that these 1,000 jobs were going to go as stage one of his Asian transformation. So that's certainly been on the cards for quite a while and probably a fair part of the reason why Qantas employees are standing up for their employment.
The Australian and International Pilots Association is another union trying to negotiate with Qantas. But AIPA President Barry Jackson says the company pulled out of negotiations with Fair Work Australia last week.
For the good of the airline, Alan should get back to running the airline and deal with the issues with his staff. Otherwise, it's going to hurt long-term both the airline and the country and the economy.
Barry Jackson says pilots have promised not to strike and they hope to return to Fair Work Australia later this week. It's still unclear why several Qantas planes have been grounded. Qantas says it's a direct result of a maintenance backlog because of the industrial action. But the union says some of the planes have been up for sale for months. Qantas was not available for interview today, but said it remains committed to good faith negotiations.
Liz Hobday reporting.